before even bringing in, you know, today's topic is like cities that are opening up. Maybe some are taking too long. We got
Well, I read this article online actually this week. I get up, what do you call it, the other day, Google thing you said?
Yes.
Over you, I got this fucking news article I just read about.
Specifically for cannabis?
Yeah. I just read this thing, man. Let's go ahead and talk about this real quick.
And then we can always talk about, like, say we were doing it before the Conor McGregor thing just happened. We'll have, like, our own input, like, damn, like...
Yeah, like...
You would have been like, well, you know, it's a dumbass decision. You'll be like... Yeah. He'll take, like, the gangster side, be like, nah, fuck that, take shit from nobody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll be back on the internet stuff. More like have a discovery.
What's trending?
Trending topic.
But we won't cover it, like, too much. It'll
coastal,
be like...
Coastal farmers are stacking hundreds of cannabis last week. What do you mean for Sacramento? Talk about it about that. We're gonna have acres of growers in California. So where's all these bugs going?
Yeah, and it's gonna bring up, because that brings up me thinking about what's gonna happen. It's gonna be great for stoners, consumers, but bad for the business.
We need,
the price of weed's gonna drop.
We need, I need somebody to go off of, like I'm saying, man. I'm not that good. Like, I need to bounce off of somebody.
I mean, we're talking right now. It's pretty much the same thing. Like we're talking. But like, say,
I'm somebody on my level, not know who's
just like, who? Tim?
My
is
grandma?
Tim on your level? We gotta bring in Cheech and Chong.
Hey, bring my aliens.
My aliens. Oh, you could have that crack in your head over here. Yeah.
Nah, I don't know about coming to that.
You said she's in the office.
For certain topics. You can bring her in. Hey, do I look thinner?
Right, I'm up. Okay, cool. All right, I'm just checking out on that.
I
didn't
tell, get lost. I know anyone else can tell.
You be out in the bar.
I've been doing it straight for like a month and a half. So what do you think? You think it's some good ideas going around?
Yeah, I think our first one.
Dude, I didn't even think about the merchandise alone. Let's just think about it as us reaching out to more of our newsletter people. Fucking like that. Hey, we have audio now, pretty much. Like, that's the same thing. So that, but then it would just like, we're in charge of making sure it pays off. I mean, seriously, I'll plan this shit, dude.
Hell yeah, do
I'll
it.
Like, I want to do it for a month, look, and topics that we can cover. And then shit's going to come up. And since then, you know, every week I read something. I do the Cantaloupe blog, the fucking California City Band Watch, like, all this shit. But, yeah, we don't really talk about buffers or anything like that. We'll talk about the things like we'll talk about. Like,
yeah.
Anything to do with like, our business. Even Spark, oh, that's what I was gonna write. Fucking new stuff.
This fool's eating the whole fucking thing, man.
Oh, shit!
That's how I'm in San Diego. I don't want to be hungry. Fuck, bro. Having it, nothing. It's like 9:30 at night. I've been smoking the whole way, so I'm starving, right? And my lawyer's there, and his wife is there, and his wife is like, oh, I just baked these fresh apple pies. So I'm smashing them up. So I took the whole pie. She's like, it's 10 ticks. And I was like, okay, I'm tripping. Dude, I ate the whole fucking pie.
Oh, my God.
To the head. I didn't wake up the next day. I swear to God, I stayed in bed till like 12 o'clock. And I had the seminar Saturday.
Fucking medals like that.
I didn't make it.
You probably felt like you left your body and traveled. I felt out of body experience before, like, where I was like looking at myself, not like physically, but like mentally. I was like seeing everything I knew, and fucking, it was fucking weird.
I was high for like 2 days.
That's insane. I would have fucking had a panic. I would have pulled all that fast out the fucking
building. Hey, I was just enjoying the high, bro.
Shit. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, worries. I have like I said, an outline of just the slides and what they're going to look like. I just want your constructive criticism. Let's get some general, you know what I mean?
Let's hit some certain points. Not to the point where we're rushing through it, but we're like...
A topic of the day.
Yeah, topic of the day.
Like, span up so many
you know how like Charlemagne has Donkey of the Day?
Yeah.
Instead of concerns, it's like concerns of security.
Okay.
Or security time.
Okay.
Would you have it in there?
It's pretty weak.
Would you have to do a pretty lunch on the slice? That's going to be like a secret thing.
Uh-huh.
We want to have one just here like this.
You want a flow chart? Yeah. Not a flow chart. You want a diagram.
Something like that.
Okay.
They want to see where people are going to come in here, and they want to get out of here, where I want to be right here, where I want to be right there. And basically, you just need a flow chart, and you got a whole thing, and then the PowerPoint thing will click. You'll be like, okay, that's where security is, that's where the security is, that's where security is.
Okay. I do have it on here.
This is where all the data, before you were there?
No, I have it on my notes, but I didn't know if I put it
in. I'm trying to envision, okay, like, how would I go about doing that shit, right? Uh-huh. Like I'm saying, yeah, hi guys, how are you? I'm George Poyaz. Remember me from last time? Good. Oh, by the way, email blast to everybody about what we're doing. Fireball?
You want to do it after Fireball?
I was thinking after Fireball. I'm not doing anything for that until Fireball.
Because I was wondering if we can have people over there just looking at our presentation. Okay, no? Okay, no. So this is what we're doing. We plan on doing an event in New York City, and the event is called Mary Jane Fest. Plan on having it in October, the dates. Plan on having it in October 5th and 6th, 2018. It's going to be a one-day event, going from 10 a.m. in the morning, don't fucking interrupt me. It's going from 10 in the morning to 9 p.m. The event will feature a lot of vocal talents, and we'll have people retail and consumption event, focus on
different ideas, today we're talking about him,
various different local artists.
Talking about what we know about him, him's the reason it was probably illegal in the first place, because it was a competitor to the paper industry, that's why they made it illegal, and now motherfuckers are just carried over, it's illegal.
What is that?
Basically a different part of the plant.
They're going to be cheaper.
I believe it's actually a fiber.
Me too, I can actually help with the vision of the
fibers
of the
plant, like if you turn bamboo or something, you can make certain things, you can make rope out of him. You can make clothes.
Of what plant?
The cannabis plant. And, the one you smoke. Like the stems and shit like that. Like you can rip up the stems into strings and actually make like hemp out of it, which is like even like.
Okay,
100%. It's cheaper, it grows faster than trees, but talk about that shit. And then the reason hemp stayed illegal,
this is ugly.
The reason it stayed is
like stupid. I hate these bags.
The reason it stayed illegal is because it steps on the feet for so many big industries, like the medical industry, oil, plastic, and paper, and clothing.
Even now, we can just include the story of why it was illegal, that guy, read a line, be like.
I think it'll help us with everything.
So we want to continue learning this. We have to make
sure I'll come up with some different ideas, but the disclaimer, it's not legal advice.
Okay.
But what keeps it separate is we're giving them information.
It's okay with you, I don't know.
That's what we're trying to do.
I'm going out there. If you want, I can cover. Yeah,
and I think that's what I'm saying. And then emphasize up there unfiltered.
Do the rest. Or I can do the last one too. I'm creating that festival mission and vision. So just to
Bring maybe 20,000 visitors to your little city. I hope you guys can handle it.
I told
make sure you tell the restaurant staff to hire extra people just for that day because I fucking rough for
better. Podcast dropping soon. Tell them that.
Hey, plug it in. We have a 420 College podcast.
Our focus is local, Fireball, Valley, local. That's why we're right here. That's why, nigga, we're right here.
So we'll do that. I'll once we put it together, we can talk about it and go over it. This is basically what I have. I just need to insert a slide for
the flow chart and the diagram. If we plan on doing like 10 of these a year or whatever, we're gonna have like a, you know, something to go off so we can duplicate this shit. It takes 6 months to do one. Then in that case, you gotta be working on like a fucking 5 amount of time.
Well, the truth is, once we get this one down, the other ones will be cake compared to this one. Because we already have one under our belt, and then we'll know exactly what to expect. Because the truth is, regardless of how planned we have it, there's going to be hiccups. We want them to be hiccups because we want to improve this festival every year. Nothing is my concern.
At least we can compare pricing now after doing the first one.
Exactly.
Now, the last guy charged us fucking $5,000.
Hiccups, my man, so it's going to happen. My bottom line is what I care about. People are coming in, we got money coming in, everybody's here. Good, somebody didn't show up. Fuck you. Justin, you set up a booth over there. Hurry up.
So,
shit like that. Oh, here's an overflow of people from over there. Security, get the fuck away. It'd be exciting. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
We'd be like, oh, fuck it. Remember when they fucking broke the fence? They were jumping.
Are we going to have a map ready by then?
I can give them a preliminary map.
Preliminary?
Do we know any update from Diego about whether
he's going to... No, but I can get Paulette right now.
Yeah, let's see if we can get that. Because the more presentable it looks, the more better it is for us.
Well, I have to put him as a partner, actually, Diego. And I'm going to get some students from Fresno State that are for Fireball, too, and get them to help and volunteer.
And then if and when he delivers the map, I can then just scan it and then redesign it myself and then, like, add, like, some
make
features.
Make it nice and pretty.
Yeah, a little presentable, more presentable.
Okay. Let me talk to Paul there. Okay, continue.
Do you have any ideas?
Oh, about your podcast? What? I just love it. I don't
want to thank you for that. Yeah, I think I'm gonna work on the site.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
At least the schedule we have. And then all we have to just do is just fucking cut. Like, it's just talking. There's no setting up or anything.
Yeah.
But we've got to figure out, like, how we're going to record it. And, like, audio, if it's going to sound good.
That's why I have it going on.
You have a test run, you know?
I have it right now.
So basically, we all have like the schedule and then like the layout of what we're going to talk about. Like,
yeah.
Pretty much like, you know, this, and this can be the topics of discussion. If we run out of shit to talk about him, man, we should. And then if we really got serious about it, say we did like a him, then we have a him fucking expert here. Like, fuck, you know who would also be interesting on the podcast? Fucking Bryce and Ryan's cultivator from Oregon. His name's Hyland.
Kyla?
Yeah, he's OG Lotus on our Instagram page.
Oh, yeah.
He is fucking so interesting. He's the one that told me about that radioactive isotope thing.
Is he the one I told you about the... is that one weird man? That one?
Yeah, he's kind of hippie. Yeah. Dreads and shit. But he's got a lot of fucking knowledge, dude. I'm growing. And then I think if we had like Bryce or Ryan here to set up like cultivation questions that we'd ask them, just like, hey, I've got a couple questions, just rant on if shit gets paused though. Then I'm like, hey, I also wanted to ask, like, a lot of people were getting questions about like what kind of pesticides or not to use pesticides, how you're gonna get rid of bugs.
Yeah.
And like we'd be like, oh yeah, you know, we'll use Dr. Bronner's peppermint soap, use Dawn dish soap, like shit like that, you know, stuff like, I think that's a fucking cool idea.
I'm gonna flip this shit, bro.
Yeah. I think that's gonna be cool. I think I wanna do that. We can get Bryce in there and like find a way. Maybe that'll be our first. Reach out to Tim and throw the idea over and be like, hey, dude, think about starting a podcast.
Hold on. From this day, from what we've done, dog, it's not if, dog. We're doing it.
Yeah.
There's no about it. It's just like, bro, get ready. Not only are we throwing the best fucking festival out there,
yeah,
we're about to drop a fucking podcast, dog.
Yeah.
And then hang up on him just to make it dramatic.
Yeah,
are you tired? And then have him call you back, and then you miss it. You ignore it like 5 times.
We'll have the base of it as us. But another trick, and I just thought about that right now, what Joe Rogan does is he has he has someone on who's an expert at something, and then we pick their brain, basically.
Look, look, look. Here's what I'm saying. So you'll be the mediator, the one that kind of be like, all right, so then what about this?
Introduce the person.
Yeah, introducing everybody. I'll be like the one that's like the... Like the, I wouldn't say funny one, but like more like the, oh, what the fuck is that? Like the more like, the dumber one. The dumber one, exactly.
No, we should all come off as like funny and knowledgeable.
Yeah, yeah, no, what I'm saying, no, 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 for sure. So any kind of marketing, you'll be like, oh, what about this? So I'll be the dummy and like, so here. You know how, okay, so in every movie, there's always the protagonist who's a hero, the victim, all this and that. People go to movies because they want to feel like the hero, especially... alphas, yeah. So they try to make that connection. So, because they represent the people, you know, just how they like now, a lot of things are not starting to represent what people's view is. So I'll be that, because not everybody knows about, you know, the cannabis industry,
yeah.
Certain terms, and then I'll be that because I don't know too much about it. You know what I mean? So I'll be like that. I'll be asking their questions without them there. So George be like, oh yeah, SB 172, and I'll be like, oh, what bill is that, or stuff like that, or you know what I mean, like just dumbing down what his response or what they're saying. So I'll be like, so what you're saying is like this.
Also, like giving information, like even stuff we don't know about. What's cool about other podcasts? I just listened to Joe Rogan's podcast, but it's funny I talk about that show. They like look it up online, and
yeah,
like a reasonable source, and they learn as they go. They're like, oh shit,
yeah, exactly.
So as we go, I'll be like hemp. I'll be like, medicinally, I'm not really sure how it could help. I know they make protein out of it. You can eat it. It's supposedly a good source of vegan protein, shit like that. But I don't know, just on topics, we'll get better at talking about it anyway.
And I mean, right now, dude, we're all pretty high. We're just talking about it.
Yeah. But having that's like George said, to trigger someone, I think having a, whatever we're talking about, have someone who knows a little bit more than we do. Like, definitely we can get Bryce to come. He would come here and we'd set up questions, and then he'd talk. Once you hear him talk, you'd be like, because he always trips me out, and I'm like, wow, you know a lot about this one. Get him and his brother on one. Maybe that'd be the first month. We'll try to plan out the guests.
You'll have him third week.
Schedule it, dude. I'll fucking schedule it. Hey, Bryce, can you come down? Hey, we're meeting Friday at 11.
Look. So first week, is an introduction. What we do, cover a little topic,
yeah.
Little 12-minute, you know, podcast.
Yeah.
Boom, put that up, listen to it, publish it out. Have all our contacts, personal contacts. We'll post that.
Yeah.
Everybody has to do it, from like your cousin Bryce, whoever the fuck, your other cousin, the Ryan.
Yeah.
His connections, like they all have to be posted just to give us that favorite podcast. Yeah. Everybody here, boom, boom, boom. We get a couple listeners next time, and then the second week would be like our introduction again, and then two topics. Maybe that one's like 11 minutes, you know what I mean? It doesn't have to stay consistent. And then third week, and then at the end of the second one, we'll be like, all right, stay tuned, guys. We're about to bring Timmy, whatever, the Tooth, and his brother Chris up from Stockton. We'll shout out their company. And then, we'll shout out the company and be like, stay tuned, like, make sure you listen to our podcast next week. And then, boom, that week we get a bunch of listeners because they're on there. Because they want to learn about wax. They want to learn how you go about that process and everything. And then the following week we'll do the exact same thing with our introduction, two topics, and a special guest.
Yeah, so we're going to work on separate from work stuff. For a month's worth, just to show you what we should do, a guest, a topic, and then our open discussion about it. Basically have like questions, basically. I have like Bryce here, Tim and his brother here one time, something like that, and today we're discussing, you know, cultivation, different things you can learn, like teach people ways to not use pesticides. That's cool information that they should know.
And then we can even fuck around and get like we can have like, hey, you know, calling now to answer your question or some shit.
Our first topic is cultivation, I think.
Yeah, because we're going to be Facebook Live, and so a lot of people are going to be watching this. We'll be like, hey, call in now, boom, ask your dumbass questions.
Tweet the questions.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll start tweeting. Twitter and Facebook would be the only channels to have people like give us a quick response.
Snapchat
too, there you go. And then Instagram, I don't think about Instagram. Instagram, we can go live on there too. We can go fuck. Dude, there's going to be so much shit.
And we got a lot of followers.
Yeah, we get a lot of followers. I'm going to reach out to, you have Tim's number, I don't have his number, but you should reach out to Tim. I'm going to reach out to Bryce, see if they'd be interested at all.
See, the only, dude, I'm going to be in so much shit, I might have to have two phones.
For what?
Because I might have Instagram Live, with their questions, and then Twitter with their questions.
We got fucking 9 computers in here. And then fucking, we're already set up.
For and then fucking, Facebook fucking live
yo, if
questions.
We just put our desks more in the square.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
That'd be perfect, dude. The podcast.
Yo, no, no,
so,
no.
Hey, bro. 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, the podcast. Bro, we could just bring these two. Ones, huh? Yeah, we can bring these two, so we're facing each other.
Oh,
the camera right there.
Just a long one. So it'd be like George's long desk. But we 1, 2, 3, 4, and then the microphone right in the middle.
Nah, I think we should, like, if this is switched this way, like, shift it more into the end, this one shifted right here, now we have, like, a 4 space.
Oh, yeah. Like
and then
square.
The camera's, like, right there, or, like, the camera's over there, we can set it up over here. We can close that door. Nah, I don't want to close that door.
Every time.
Or we can put it all in the corner right here. Or do something, bring in some other kids, we get rid of these and bring in another one, where we're just, like, chilling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I move over there. And then we just have, like, this will be the corner. We'll have the whiteboard. We'll have the backdrop right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bada boom, bada bing.
You want to be a guest poet?
I don't mind, but I want to know what I'm talking about. Like, I don't want
We're going to fill you in on topics we'll be discussing.
I mean,
there's
something I know about, but...
I wonder if
I would love to be a guest, but I would love to...
So far...
I can talk about when you bought fingers.
So far we have Bryce.
Oh, yeah, you bring the stories.
Yeah. Let's buy my fingers.
We have Bryce and then the homeless guy. Those are our two people. The homeless guy sleeps on the porch. He's our second interview so far. So hopefully we get more people.
So how do you feel about sleeping outside?
So how's it out of our porch?
Has it changed
straight out of the porch back?
Alright,
hurry up.
Okay. And then he tells us
smoke.
And then he tells us like the fucked up story about him or like my man.
Oh shit. No, he's a rock star that fucking Okay, what's the email for Skype?
420
underscore college?
I'm sorry, hold on.
Or just college,
huh? It is.
We're gonna get you on Skype.
Email to get in? Staff at
420college.org. Why am I getting Skype?
And
it's Chapter 1. So
we're done talking
about the podcast?
Well, he has a Skype right now, but that was a good start. But I'll come back with something in the next couple days about
the show.